Hey, this is Thomas Q. Jones, former UVA All-American running back.
Welcome to another edition of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show podcast with my co-host, Chris Graham.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership. I'd like to thank our sponsors of this Good Health podcast, UVA Orthopedics, ACAC, and Ragged Mountain Running Shop. We have a special with ACAC going on at the moment. If you go to jerryratcliffe.com, look for the ACAC ad and click on Jerry. It'll take you to a page where you can fill out a short form and get a three-day free membership to ACAC to check it out and see everything they have to offer. If you're contemplating trying to get back in shape or getting fit or just improving your health, I urge you to take a look at ACAC and what they have. I believe it'll blow you away. All the great facilities they have at all the gyms in Albemarle County and Charlottesville. Without further ado, let's bring in one of our great doctors from UVA Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a very familiar voice to our listeners, Dr. Stephen Brockmeyer of UVA Ortho. Steve, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Jerry. Chris, how are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Doing terrific. Thank you. Thanks for taking time to join us. Thought it'd be a great topic, Steve, that a lot of our listeners probably don't understand all the background and behind the scenes efforts that you guys, UVA Ortho and Sports Medicine do, and I'm sure is done all around the country. And just getting athletes with injuries back, how you judge when it's time to clear them for play, no matter what sport it is. And just all the ins and outs of that whole process. It's somewhat fascinating because I guess a lot of people just say, well, when a player feels like he's ready to play, he'll play. Or if a coach wants him to play, he'll just throw him in there. But that's certainly not how it works. Can you give us some details about how you guys make that happen?
Sure. I mean, you know, speaking more generally, I mean, I think the number one thing I would discuss is it's really, you know, very much of a team approach. And there are plenty of members of the team from the standpoint of the healthcare team that's involved in taking care, speaking specifically to the University of Virginia, you know, our student athletes, you know, each team has one or multiple athletic trainers who really are kind of the point person for the medical care for that particular team. And then a collection of physicians, myself included, who help to take care of them from the variety of you know, injuries or illnesses or different things that we're treating in our athletes. And so, you know, there are processes in place for each injury and for each athlete. Interesting, you know, that we see different things and you know, what goes on behind the scenes. And I think a lot of times folks in your business and certainly all the fans spend a lot of time trying to kind of deduce, well, what does this mean? And is my guy going to be able to play this weekend and that kind of thing. But, you know, behind the scenes, it's actually very interesting to kind of work through these and try to figure out how we can get, you know, these athletes either ready to play or make the judgment on whether or not it's safe for them and appropriate for them to play in each particular game and each particular instance.
I guess a lot of times, Steve, that it just takes time to heal. I'm sure there's medical things going on behind the scenes, but even with that, I guess sometimes with certain injuries, it's a matter of healing, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, the time of year or the time during the season that we see some of these, especially on, you know, what I do on the orthopedic side, you know, really has very much relevance. You know, if you have an injury early in the season, not only are you thinking about the next game, but you're thinking about, you know, the remainder of the season. And you know, obviously the athlete's future is always in the conversation and in your mind versus, you know, if you're, you know, the week leading up to a championship game or to kind of a particularly important event for that particular athlete. So I think your approach can vary depending on the circumstances, the timing, and obviously the specifics of each injury.
Looking for a great dining experience in Charlottesville? Look no further than the Aberdeen Barn. The barn has been family owned and operated since 1965, with Terry and Angela providing great atmosphere and mouth-watering food at Virginia's Big Time Steakhouse. Enjoy the fine dining or relax in the Sportsman's Bar, a fantastic place to wind down and socialize, surrounded by flat-screen televisions tuned to the latest sporting events. You never know who you might bump into at the Aberdeen Barn, where all the greatest Cavaliers have dined over the decades and keep coming back for the delicious menu and good times. Check it out online at aberdeenbarn.com or call 434-296-4630.
And there's, gosh, I don't know how many total athletes there are at UVA, but I don't know. How do you guys handle all that? I know there's trainers and other things, but that's a ton.
Well, it's a big number. You're talking about hundreds, you know, nearly 1,000 student athletes. So it's a big number. And, you know, there's some old stuff that you deal with, but I think, you know, kind of the day-to-day, you're dealing with the people who are currently in competition. You're kind of triaging to some degree, but, you know, take our football team, for example, you're talking about 100 plus student athletes with walk-ons, et cetera. And so, you know, there's four athletic trainers who are assigned specifically to our football team. And daily we get an injury update and, you know, you're kind of going through the various things in them. So it's a lot to do.
Chris, have anything?
Yeah, how many doctors and other members of the medical team maybe would weigh in on an individual decision, you know, consultations, that kind of thing? How many people weigh in?
You know, it really depends, and it's a great question. We have a huge stable of people who all contribute to the care of our athletes at UVA. So, you know, as far as kind of the primary team physicians, it's myself, my partner David Dieduck, and my partner Winston Guathme. We're the three who kind of, you know, provide the primary orthopedic sports medicine care for our athletes. And then on the primary care side, we have our medical director, John McKnight, and he has three other colleagues who all participate, Siobhan Statuta, Jeremy Kent, Dave Rybniak, and they all really contribute, you know, to the management of some of these injuries as well. And then outside of that, we have specialists in all the other areas, Bobby Chabra for hand and Joe Park for foot and ankle and Adam Scheimer for spine. And then, you know, for other things that are outside of the orthopedic realm, you have your athletic trainers, and the folks helping with the rehab side, you know, Kelly Pugh and her team. So, I mean, it's a huge group of people. And so depending on the particular injury, you know, any assortment of these individuals are consulted and kind of we all work as a team to try to figure out the best path forward. You know, certain injuries, actually, we even will engage some outside consultants if it's something that's kind of unique. You know, I think all of us have colleagues around the country who do the same thing that we do, you know, team positions for other colleges or even professional level. And, you know, I'll find myself occasionally even, you know, kind of bouncing things off of colleagues and just, you know, getting a feel for, hey, have you seen this type of injury? What did you guys do? And, you know, kind of what was the outcome and that kind of thing. So it's a big, broad group and, you know, almost society, essentially, of people who do sports medicine and contribute to not only the care of a particular athlete, but just the growth of knowledge on how to best care for kind of active people and the athletes in general.
I don't know if you run into this much or not, but if an athlete, a male or female, are just chomping at the bit to get back and they're not ready, as a doctor, I guess you have to have some serious conversations with some of these athletes because they want to get back so badly, and they may be pushing the envelope a little bit and telling you, hey, I feel okay. Mm-hmm. Not maybe being totally honest because you know better, but how difficult is that as a doctor to deal with the psychological side of those things?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it, honestly, Jerry. And it's on both sides. You know, sometimes the athlete, you know, just overweights their desire. Look, I cannot miss this game, and has kind of tunnel vision and really doesn't recognize or is certainly what's going on with them. You know, sometimes you'll get some underreporting of symptoms and severity. And it could be the opposite too. I mean, there's a lot of different variables that sometimes will go into play. And you know, I think we all read about it in the newspapers in certain circumstances where, you know, what the athlete wants and what's realistically appropriate and, you know, what's medically determined don't necessarily see eye to eye. You know, in my experience with that, you know, I think the way I look at it, and I think the way a lot of my colleagues do, is number one, you need to have an accurate diagnosis of what's going on. And so we use all the resources we can to figure out what's the injury, and more important, what's the severity and what's the level of safety of the injury. So the key question is, if we let this athlete try to play, is it safe? Is it something where the athlete is exposing themselves to risk beyond a certain threshold that would be considered reasonable and appropriate? And then the second question you have to answer is, okay, if it's safe, is it feasible? Is it something where the athlete can realistically actually do what they need to do, not only to play the sport in an effective way, but also to kind of not risk additional injury by compensating or by doing something to try to kind of work around an injury that just isn't letting them get back. And so you asked earlier about, how do you determine if further healing is needed? And, you know, kind of week to week, you'll see maybe, you know, 1 week the athlete's really not ready yet, but, you know, as the week goes on, and we're seeing it with other, you know, athletes in the news right now, you know, their injuries are getting better week to week, and eventually they'll be ready to go.
UVA Orthopedics and Sports Medicine boasts one of the finest teams of doctors in the country, and they're right here in Charlottesville to not only provide care for the University of Virginia athletic teams, but also the Charlottesville and Central Virginia communities. UVA Orthopedics has been a proud sponsor of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show for the past 2 years, with numerous team members featured in weekly segments where doctors share great insight into various sports injuries, what causes them, how to treat them, and recovery time. Their team of experts are there for you and offer the best care to solve your health problems and get you back on your feet. Let their team of specialists get you back in the game.
Can you imagine back in the 50s and 60s, particularly in the NFL, when those guys would hardly ever come out of games, no matter how badly they were hurt. As a doctor, that must blow your mind that some of these guys are able to play through pain like that.
Yeah, that's back when men were men, they say, right? I mean, it's a whole different, you know, it's a whole different mindset. And yeah, you look at that, and some of the stuff they did, they didn't have much in the way of protective equipment, or what they had really wasn't protecting them well. They're playing essentially on concrete stadium floors, you know, with some of this AstroTurf stuff, and just kind of gutting it out. And so I do think we're doing a much better job. We have a better feel for what's, you know, kind of what's going to be risky. And frankly, you know, not only from the standpoint of managing injury, but even preventing injury, ideally, in 2021 than, you know, back in the 80s and the 70s and 60s, where these guys, yeah, you're right, they didn't have much backup. So, you know, if they could patch it up, you know, everybody knows the old Ronnie Lott story. I don't know if that's true or not. You're like, all right, just cut the finger off and let me go play the second half. It was a different era, certainly a different time, and very much a different mindset as far as getting out there and staying out there and competing at all costs.
I think that story's true. It's just
I think it's true too, but it just, you know, can you imagine that in 2021, right?
No, I can't. I can't even imagine it when it happened. that's beyond my, I couldn't handle that.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, man. Chris?
So with all the athletes, all the sports, you pretty much get to sleep in like, what, July, pretty much? Is that about it?
You know what? That's actually a pretty good comment. It's busy. The fall's busiest, I would say, just because football is obviously a very involved sport, both with the number of athletes, but obviously the kind of the number of injuries that you see in that particular sport. But yeah, I mean, as a college team physician, it's all year long. We have a huge team of people, so it does make it, you know, it kind of divides up the work and, you know, it does allow you to have a moment to kind of catch up and sleep. But yeah, really the only downtime is between essentially Memorial Day, or actually with baseball lately, you know, maybe a little bit past Memorial Day up until the beginning of fall camp, which is like early August. So it's a pretty small window.
It really is. You were sharing a story with us before we came on the podcast about an experience with an athlete you guys had when you were at Charlotte, and he got injured on the West Coast. You want to share that with our listeners? It's a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, with that, and I can't go into any detail on any specifics, right. But, you know, right. The topic we were discussing was really, you know, these kind of not clear, kind of more vague in the media, chest injuries or abdominal injuries that you'll see. And you see these from time to time in football. And obviously there's an injury that's currently of interest to our fan base that you guys are being nice about not asking me too much about, but when you see an injury like that, where it's an injury to the chest or injury to the abdomen, I think the number one concern immediately is going to be, is there any true visceral injury to the organs? You know, so you can have a rib injury, you can have an abdominal injury, but you know, is there an injury to something kind of deeper in? Specific to a chest injury, there's what's called a pneumothorax, which is basically an injury where you can get some penetrating trauma causing some air to develop around the lung. And so certain rib fractures can cause that. And certainly it's one of the things you need to rule out if you have that type of injury. And I was sharing with you guys that I had an experience back before I came to UVA where we had an athlete that was on the road and had a pretty significant chest trauma and had a very small pneumothorax. And, you know, one of the risks with that is, you know, it's typically a fairly stable injury, but you can't travel on an airplane for quite, you know, for a period of time until it's fully resolved. And so in this circumstance, that then involved a fairly long cross-country bus trip for this particular player, just to make sure we were keeping that person safe as they were recovering from their injury. This kind of falls in line with what I was saying earlier. You know, number one, what's the level of safety? Is this something that we need to really work on, stabilizing that athlete? And then, you know, as they heal up and as time goes by, then when are they safe to return to athletic competition?
Okay, we'll just put you on the spot then. Is Armstrong going to play this weekend?
What happened?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I know you can't talk about that.
I can tell you that that Brennan Armstrong certainly would like to play, and there's not a tougher guy out there, and certainly, as long as all is safe, as I said, and as long as he's able and capable to play, you'll certainly see him out there. So, he's doing his best. Our coaches are doing their best, and obviously the medical team is doing everything to help him heal up from his injury. And certainly our entire fan base would love to see him get back out there as soon as possible.
Yeah, I know they would. But I know that it's a pretty intelligent fan base as well. And I'm sure they just want whatever's best for him to happen, you know, whether he has to sit out the rest of the season or if he'll be ready to play, whatever's best for him. So,
yeah, that's always paramount. And that's on the top of everybody's, you know, kind of to-do list and criteria as we're evaluating these guys, you know, our coaches and everybody, obviously number one, you got to want what's best for the athlete themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Chris.
I think that covers it. And just note, Steve, I didn't ask that last question.
I appreciate it, Chris, but I don't blame you, Jerry. I think we all recognize that we have a pretty fun and big game coming up tomorrow. And, I think our team would love to have as many people back for that as possible. And, I think the team's getting pretty excited to have the opportunity to play against a top-ranked team and show our stuff. So I guess we'll see what it looks like tomorrow at 3:30.
Yeah, I knew you couldn't answer that, but I just wanted to pull your leg a little bit. I don't get many chances to do that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there's quite a few guys that we don't know their health status, so we'll see at 3:30 tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, we will. But I'll tell you, I mean, we're actually, all things being equal, you know, football, the second last game of the year, you know, we've done pretty well this season thus far, knock on wood, from a health standpoint. And you know, the team is certainly, I think, very much ready to get out there and compete. So I'm looking forward to the game, I'm sure, as much as you guys are.
Yeah, it's a huge game. No question about it. Could settle the Coastal Division. So it'll be exciting to watch.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve. We appreciate you sharing your insight, and explaining how you guys get athletes ready, no matter how long it takes to get them back out on the field and support them in every way you can. So thanks very much. And I guess we'll see you in a few weeks.
That sounds great, Jerry. I always appreciate the opportunity to talk and really enjoy listening to the podcast. So keep up the good work on your end as well.
All right. Thank you.
Blue Ridge Bank is the proud sponsor of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show and JerryRatcliffe.com. Founded in 1893, Blue Ridge Bank has more than a century of customer-based service, but is forward-thinking and features digital banking free and available 24/7. CEO Brian Plum and his team are strong supporters of UVA Athletics. And check this out. Blue Ridge Bank is home of the $100,000 jackpot drawing to one lucky customer every year. How can you beat that? Banking smarter, simplified. Blue Ridge Bank's mission is strong customer service. Make Blue Ridge Bank your bank today. Visit mybrb.com for more information.